Every passing week with each new AI use case and breakthrough, I'm able to see a little new glimpse into the future, like ways that we are going to communicate and how we're going to get entertained. And then, of course, more tasks that we as humans are never going to have to do again, quite frankly. And last week was remarkable. I feel like I say this every time I do an AI episode, but the things that got unveiled in the last 7 to 10 days make everything I've talked about before look primitive. This podcast episode is being recorded in a video version as well as audio. So if you're on Spotify, you're on the app, you are able to watch this on your app or on your computer. And the reason is that the things I'm going to talk about today really need to be seen to be believed. Without further ado, I'm going to share my screen and you can take a look at these things that I'm talking about. The first thing on my agenda for today is that OpenAI rolled out ChatGPT Vision, and that's what you have on your screen right here. It's a video introducing ChatGPT Vision. With this new technology, you can upload a photo into ChatGPT and it'll intelligently understand what it's seeing. For example, in this video right here, I'm going to go ahead and play it. And again, I'm recording this in video form, so I encourage you to watch this if you're on the Spotify app. But the video I'm showing, so if you're not watching the video, what just happened, what I just showed was they took a photo in the ChatGPT app and they asked, how do I adjust the seat of this bike? And it gave some general instructions. It said, you need to find the adjustment point or the wrench, whatever, and make the adjustment. And then the person takes a closer photo of the part where you actually can adjust it. And then it says, oh, actually, you're gonna need an Allen wrench. And then he takes a photo of his tool set and he says, is the right Allen wrench in here? And ChatGPT says, yes, it's the one that is shaped like an L and you do this thing with it. And so it walks you through that. And imagine doing this with fixing your car or doing something on your computer, adjusting your settings or whatever it is. You could all do that with ChatGPT. Okay, the next thing is how this will be used in developing apps and websites. Check out this video. This guy's a designer. And he used a Figma mockup and is making a website from it.
Plugin in which you can just, with a single prompt, create a full landing page with different colors, typography, and where all the text and all the images are made with AI. So example here, I have, this is just in development. We're about to release it soon. But let's say that we create a puppy spa in San Francisco. So let's just create it. And let's wait a little bit. So there you go. Okay, it's starting to create the hero section of the landing page. Let me just move here. And we have Pumper Push Paradise. Oh my God, that looks so cute. And it's going to be an experience, the ultimate in kind. Oh my God, let's zoom out a little bit. Why choose for puppy spa? Because of all the benefits. Look at all that stuff. And obviously, all of this stuff is already ready with auto layout, with perfect textiles. All the color palettes are made as variables so you can edit them. Here, meter team is another section. Apparently, there's this one single person doing multiple stuff. We have a section here, welcome to Pop Spot. And then we have a footer right there. Yeah, so all of this was just created with a single prompt. And you can see that everything is responsive. Everything works great, how you would expect it without the layout and everything. So we're going to release this very soon in the Figma community store. It's going to be free just so everyone can just create stuff and go crazy. And if you want to be notified whenever this is out, just like this post or save it or something. And that way you get a notification. And we cannot wait to see what you create with this. Okay, bye.
I didn't give the full context of that. That's a Figma developer. And Figma is rolling out an API that integrates with ChatGPT, which does exactly what you just saw, where you can give it your mock-up of a website or app, or prompt it. In this case, he gave it a prompt, make a website for a doggy grooming place, and it did it. So crazy, absolutely insane. And it's a really good website. And the latest version of ChatGPT, it iterates on itself. So it sees something that it made and it goes, oh, actually, I don't like this, or I didn't do a good job of this. And it redoes it, which is really wild to see. Another thing, I don't have this pulled up, but there was a picture. A guy took a photo of one of those signposts that has 15 different parking signs, like no parking after this time on a Saturday, no parking on the holidays, street sweeper or street sweeper comes from 12 to 2, and all these 15 different instructions that it's like, what do I even do with that? When can I park? So this guy took a photo of it and said, it's Wednesday, when am I allowed to park here? And ChatGPT replied and said, you're able to park there at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. I got one more thing from ChatGPT, or from OpenAI rather, and this is DALL-E 3. DALL-E is their text-to-image product. So you can type in a phrase and it'll generate an image for that. And here's the video that OpenAI put out a few days ago. So that one was DALL-E 3 making a storybook for a kid. Someone, a parent presumably, was prompting for their five-year-old kid and asking, come up with a bedtime story for my kid. And then it's asking for the background. What is this? It comes up with a hedgehog. What is this hedgehog's name? Where does it live? Stuff like that. What is its personality? And it's answering all these questions to create a bedtime story. And then this next thing I have is a post showing 10 interesting uses that people are doing with ChatGPT. Oh, there's that parking one. I guess I do have it pulled up. So it took a picture of all these signs, and then it said, it's Wednesday at 4 p.m. Can I park at this spot right now? Tell me in one line. And ChatGPT said, yes, you can park up to 1 hour starting at 4 p.m. with 15 different contradictory parking signs there. Yeah, this is an amazing post. I won't go into all these because I have a lot of other stuff to cover. But I'll put the link to that in the show notes, as always. AI will put the show notes in there. The Mark Zuckerberg Meta keynote this week was incredible. They announced a lot of new tech, and I'd encourage you to watch this keynote. I don't love Meta as a company, but I think this was historic. I think it will be looked back on as a turning point in history almost as much as January 9th, 2007. Which was the day that Steve Jobs announced the iPhone. And I don't say that lightly. I think it's that significant in terms of the beginning of the uncoupling from the smartphone in favor of devices that we wear. And the first thing that blew my mind along these lines was this interview between Lex Fridman and Mark Zuckerberg. They are wearing VR headsets, and it looked like they're in the room together. And the new gen, this new gen of headset, has cameras on every part of your face, so you see the 3D version of whoever you're talking with inside of the metaverse. Here, let me skip forward in this video a little bit so you can see where their face scans are actually in here.
This feels like just
that's what Lex Friedman looked like. He's wearing the headset. I'll just mute this. But then what Mark Zuckerberg sees is Lex Friedman sitting in front of him, essentially. There's another view that they show where it's like, there it is. Dang it, it's hard to find. It's like a 3-hour interview, by the way, but super interesting. Okay, so you got one where he's wearing the goggles. That's what he was actually doing in the real world. It's got the like 3D mapping of him. And then it's got the, on the right, the version of what he looks like inside of the metaverse. Pretty cool tech, and that's going to be a game changer for communication. So another thing that was announced during that Meta keynote was these glasses, augmented reality Meta Ray-Ban glasses. Oh, here they are. It's the last part of the keynote here. And it's got Meta's AI built into it, and you can live stream from them. So you can get like a first-person view live stream of whatever you're looking at. And you could, of course, do calls on it. So really interesting. It's $299 and it comes out in a couple weeks later in this month in October 2023 as I record this. So I think this is another step toward no longer carrying a smartphone around with you and towards wearables and eventually implantables so you never have to be without your device. The iPhone, the inflection point, took 5 years from the time of release until 2012 when more than 50% of people had adopted that technology. I predict this will take about 5 years until the majority of people replace their phone with these glasses, the next generation of these glasses, or some other form of wearable, maybe a watch, or there's some videos going around of lapel pens, something you wear on your jacket, but you're gonna see it happen quickly in the next 5 years. And speaking of all this iPhone talk, the next item on my list is that there are reports that OpenAI is collaborating with Johnny Ives. So here we go. Here's this article that was coming out, who is, of course, the designer of every iPhone from the original up until 2019, that they're in talks with him to build a device around ChatGPT. So Johnny Ives famously left Apple a few years ago, in part because he thought Apple had a moral responsibility to make their devices less addictive, which they weren't doing. So maybe this new OpenAI device will be built around minimizing screen time. Back to what I was talking about, where there might be some sort of hybrid where you will have a contact lens to augment your visual world and then something in your ear that you can speak to and that'll provide you that audio feedback as you're going through the world. As it is, we are very reliant on our portable devices for the visual information that we get from it. But I think we're moving away from that in this next generation of devices. What else do I have on my agenda here? CIA and NSA are building a LLM of their own to compete with China's. The idea behind this, of course, is that they can take the massive amounts of data that these organizations are hoovering up on all of your phone calls and text messages and the data that you generate online and have their LLM, their in-house LLM, process the data to find quote-unquote terrorists more efficiently. Honestly, I'm not that interested in this news because what happens in Washington is probably a decade behind what's happening in Silicon Valley. But hey, it was noteworthy, and I'm mentioning it here for your awareness. One interesting piece of content that I consumed this week was an episode on NVIDIA on the Acquired podcast, and they did a 3.5-hour, or maybe it was 3 hours, looking at this timestamp here, deep dive into that company, incredible company that is insanely perfectly set up for this AI era. And the hosts of this podcast are two coders, so they understand how AI works, and they go into detail explaining how some of these LLMs work and why GPUs are the most suitable units for running them and things like that, really getting into the technical weeds of things as well as the business side of things. And one thing that really blew my mind from that episode, they were saying that ChatGPT, the original version, the 1.0 version, was trained on 117 million parameters and was practically useless. That was in 2018. ChatGPT-2 was trained on 1.5 billion parameters. That was like 2019. ChatGPT-3 was on 175 billion parameters. That came out about 2020. And then ChatGPT-4, which just came out a few months ago in March of this year, which is our current model, was trained on over 1 trillion parameters. And then ChatGPT-5, which will probably come out late next year or 2025, will be on the order of 20 to 50 trillion parameters of training data. So it's not transistors, but in terms of technological progress in this particular tech, Moore's law has been obliterated. We are seeing 20 to 100 times improvements every couple of years in these LLM technologies. And remember, this stuff is getting to the point where it's going to be designing our engines, creating our vaccines, coding our software, teaching your kids, creating your movies. You get the idea. This is going to do so much exciting stuff. Next on my agenda, Spotify released some tech this week where it automatically translates podcasts into different languages. And they released it on a few major shows. But basically, this makes it so that you record your podcast in English language podcasts, and then it automatically gets translated into one of, I believe they have 20 languages right now. What's it say here? Oh, not even that. Initially in Spanish, French, and German. But yeah, eventually it's going to be every language, presumably. But the interesting thing here is there's been translations of podcasts and AI translation, but not in the host's voice in that new language. So I think I have an example here. Oh yeah, here's this guy that is talking in different languages.
Hello, I'm going to show you that I can speak Mandarin. Watch. 名字是林纳斯。我是一名36岁的设计师。我住在瑞典。我喜欢使用AI工具。 它使我能够说任何语言. Watch as I go and start speaking Dutch. Dit is ongelooflijk. Dit zal revolutionair zijn voor online inhoud. Tot ziens. Vrede. Hello, I'm going to show you that.
So it's just a guy talking into a microphone and he's just switching into different languages as he's talking using the AI version of his voice. It's not a computer voice. I guess it is a computer voice, but it maintains his tone of voice in that different language. Pretty fascinating. The next one, building on the AI customer service bot that I talked about and demonstrated a little bit last month, we have some new breakthroughs building off of that tech. There's a startup called Delphi, like the ancient Greek fortune teller, and you can find their website at delphi.ai. And it can create clones of you. You can feed it as little as 4 pieces, but the more the better, of information. And this could be emails, Facebook posts, tweets, YouTube videos, anything. Then Delphi creates an AI version of that person. And if it has audio data, it'll recreate your voice. If it has video data, it can recreate your likeness and so on. And then you can use that to answer customer queries on your website in Slack chats, or just have it answer your phone when friends and family try to call you. The other use of this is for cloning deceased people. You could feed it some videos of your deceased family members and you could have a conversation with them. So, of course, it would recreate your personality based on the data that you train them with, but that is Delphi in a nutshell. And then the last thing I'm going to talk to you about is, it isn't tech, but it's fun to talk about. I just finished reading the book Ready Player 2, and it's a sci-fi novel set, I believe, in the 2040s. And in this book, a company rolls out a new device that users basically plug into their nervous system. It allows them to enter a virtual reality world where they are completely immersed in this world called the Oasis. Their physical body is basically paralyzed while their consciousness is inside of the Oasis. And inside of this virtual world, users can have all of the physical and neural experiences of being and doing whatever they want. So users can select an experience like riding a giant wave on a surfboard. You can select that experience, load it up, and you find yourself on top of a surfboard riding a wave, getting the same feelings and hormone rush and everything else that the person who created that experience got. And you could do that with anything. You could be on the winning World Cup team to feel like what it was like to be Lionel Messi. You could be in an orgy. You could be on a battlefield. You could be a race car driver. Whatever it is, it's as easy as selecting that experience and then entering it. That's a lot for this week. I keep thinking I'm done talking about AI for a while, but then we get a wave of just monumental breakthroughs and new applications like we saw this last week. And it's too exciting not to share. Okay, bye.